Hi, Marty. Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. It is Hall of Fame weekend. Talking with someone, and I've said this about this man so many times, he's such a student of the game and an outstanding player, outstanding coach, and the best video guy, I know that, in Major League Baseball. It's Sean Dunston. Hall of Fame weekend. First of all, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot that, you know, some of the players who are in it right now played against, and I'm very happy for them. And they were true professionals, and they deserve everything that happened to them.
Yeah, well, let's start with someone you saw, and Lee Smith. He was a teammate of yours, and 487 saves, and big Lee Smith, and finally gets his recognition. What do you know about Lee Smith?
Well, dude, very nice man. People don't know that he's a big man. He's very intimidating, but very, very, very nice man, very giving. He took care of me my first year. I never had to pay for nothing, meals, anything. And I remember he said to him I was getting my first car, and he put the down payment for me for the first 6 months. Then when spring training came, he said, you got the rest of it. So I thought it was nice. He always took care of me, and I always knew that when I got to become a veteran, I was going to take care of another young player like Lee took care of me.
Lee Smith, what kind of a pitcher was he? And, you know, because obviously in those days, maybe more than one inning and a save. And what did he look like as a pitcher?
Very intimidating. Very intimidating. Threw hard at fastball slider. But one thing he didn't do, he didn't throw at people, which I really respect. You know, he's a big man. He could intimidate anybody. But Lee was very professional. If a guy hit a home run off him, a guy to clutch it, he wouldn't be mad. He just said that he was better than me that day, and I get him the next day.
All right. Sean Dunston with us, talking a little Hall of Fame. How about Edgar Martinez?
One of the best hitters I've ever seen. Like I told you before, like in spring training, we used to go to Peoria or in Mesa when we used to play out there. And when we used to get there early, and Edgar was hitting with his teammates, all of us used to stop and watch Edgar Martinez hit. You usually don't watch people hit all the time. Just certain people like Barry, Andre Dawson when I was playing, and Ron Sandberg. But Edgar Martinez was hitting, we all was a student of the game watching him hit. And after he hit, even though we were stretching, we was asking him questions. Along with Tony Gwynn, we always watched Tony Gwynn hit.
So what would Edgar say? What was his philosophy?
I always ask him why you hit the ball in right field. He said, it's easy to pull. I was the opposite. It was easy for me to pull. I couldn't go the other way. And he said, you have to be patient. Our pitchers know that they're going to try to get you out of the way, not inside, because we are better inside than outside. So he always focused on hitting the ball the other way in center field. And I was the other way, left field, center field. But it was very nice to talk to him. And we all try to be like him and hit like him, but we all can't. But just him give us the knowledge and help us out is very nice.
Yeah, they say he was one of the greatest right-handed hitters ever.
Yes, he could really hit. I was very impressed with him. I didn't play that much against him, only in spring training. And he took every at-bat serious. He gave none away, and I thought that was very, very encouraging as a young player. And I'm watching him. I said, wow, this guy don't give no ABs away. And it was just nice to see him hit. And he was one of the best clutch hitters I've ever seen right-handed, along with George Bell. When George Bell became my teammate, George Bell could really hit. He was a different kind of guy, but, man, he could hit. And I'm Edgar Martinez.
All right. Goodbye, Edgar Martinez. I think of doubles when I think Edgar Martinez. Not home runs, but doubles.
I think a high average and clutch hits.
Okay. All right. You know more than me. I'll defer to Sean Dunston on that one. All right. Mariano Rivera. 100%, a unanimous pick for the Hall of Fame.
Well deserved. First class on and off the field. You could pitch. Nothing's the same, even though he had one or two pitches, and it never came the same. I mean, I faced him in New York. I popped up to right, man, the second base with Seriano caught it, and I thought I hit it really hard, but I didn't. It came straight down the middle, and it cut right in and then jammed me. And I was very impressed. I remember when I walked off, I mean, rounded the base, I seen him, he just smiled at me, and I just started laughing. But well, he was really, really good, always under control and never uptight.
Yeah. And he had the cutter, and that was his pitch. Kenley Jansen throws it, but Mariano Rivera, the cutter, even for watching it on TV, I can imagine in the box seeing it, but even on TV you could see how much it moved.
Well, you really can see it on TV how much it moves, but when you're in the batter's box, it really moves a lot, and it's not funny. Like the pitch is outside and it comes right back in down the middle of the plate, or one that's straight down the middle comes right into your bat, lefties or righties. It's very intimidating, and I like how he pitched. He was just very first class and never bragged.
Yeah, very good. All right. How about Harold Baines?
He is so quiet. The nicest man. You remind me of Andre Dawson and Ron Sandberg. They don't say no more than five words a day. They just say, how you doing? You know, have a good game and just play the game hard. But he was a very clutch hitter, well-deserved, nice man, and just played the game hard. Never talked, never bragged, never wanted to be in the spotlight. Just went out there and played every day. And people don't know it's hard to play every day. And he played 22 years. And not only a good player, he loved the game of baseball. And I'm very happy for Harold Baines.
Yeah, I tried to interview Harold Baines once. I couldn't believe it. Seriously, I started asking him questions, and the answers were like three words. And I said, "Whoa, this is not going to be simple."
No, he's to himself. He doesn't brag. You wish a lot of players was like that, but they're not. It's not about me. It's about the team, not about himself. And I respect people like that. I mean, because a lot of people don't do that. They want to do the interview, whether Harold had a good game or not, Andre Dawson, Ryan Sandberg. They didn't really want to talk about themselves. They wanted to talk about the team. I really respect people like that.
Great answer. I love talking baseball with Sean Dunston. How about Roy Halladay?
Wow, he really could pitch. I never faced him. I probably wouldn't have got no hits anyway. He moves the ball like Greg Maddux, throw a little harder than Maddux. Just a student of the game. He knows how to pitch, and he knows how to get you out three or four at-bats before you hit it. Even though it's your first at-bat, he knows how to get you out your fourth AB. Just really hard to hit, because guys that make you think, it's hard to hit. You'd rather face guys that go out there and want to be macho and just throw the ball by you. It's really easy to hit guys like that, but when guys who know how to pitch and throw hard, it's kind of hard to hit.
Well, great talk about the Hall of Fame and the guys who are going in. One last one for you. Mike Mussina.
I faced him one time when I was with the Indians in spring training. During the season. And he made me feel very uncomfortable because the count was 2-0. I didn't really want to. I really didn't know what he was going to throw me in. And two other pitchers did that to me was Pedro Martinez and Dwight Gooden and Nolan Ryan. I didn't know what he was going to throw because he could throw any pitch for a strike. And when you face pitchers that have three or four pitches and throw any pitch for a strike, it's not comfortable. Even though the count was 2-0, I felt 0-2.
Yeah. Boy, great insight, Sean. Great insight. Hall of Fame, do you like seeing the speeches? Do you try to hear them if you can?
Oh, yes, I try to hear them. I think it's very nice because it wasn't just themselves. It was their whole family, their wives, their kids, the coaches in the minor leagues, not just the big league coaches. It's the minor league coaches that was out there every day with you, telling you, let's go, when you didn't want to do it, taking hundreds of ground balls with you and being there for you. I like when they talk about the minor league coaches. I think I really, really appreciate that. And then when you get that big league coach, you never want to let him go, because once you have a good coach, they always leave you, and it hurts, because as a ball player, we really don't trust people. But when we do trust people, we really don't want them to leave us. And when we do trust a coach or manage anybody, it's hard to let go.
Yeah, boy, good insight. One last thought for you. Have you been to Cooperstown to see the museum and what goes on there?
Yes, I went there, and I was there with the Cubs when we played, I think, in 97. We played the Tigers, I think. It was very nice to see. It was very intimidating. I thought it was very nice. I think everyone should see it. It's very intimidating. I thought it was very nice, especially when you see the old players, the players before us who put us in a position that we're in now. I really like to look up to them and see what they did and all their stats. And there's one stat I always talk about every day is Stan Musial's stat. And he's the only player in Major League Baseball that had the same amount of hits home in a row. And, wow, you can't do that. I mean, I wish baseball would give him a little bit more respect. He's up there with the Willie Mays and Mickey Mantles, Hank Aaron, Joe DiMaggio. And that stat is incredible. I really didn't know that man could really hit. And I finally met him with St. Louis when I played for the Cardinals. And what a nice man. What a nice man. All the Hall of Famers are nice people. The older guys, they tell you how to play the game. And they appreciate when you appreciate the game, especially when you know the game. And when you tell them that they appreciate the way how they play, they really like that. And like I always say, it wasn't for people like Jackie Robinson and all that, I wouldn't be in the position I am now. So I'm very humble and very grateful that I'm a Major League Baseball player.
Beautiful. Love talking ball with you. Love talking ball with you. That's Sean Dunston. Sean, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.